All right, interesting. Wilson High School principal used a major moment in his life to teach his students about being proud of who they are. Principal Pete Cahal put a lot of thought into it and had assembly during Gay Pride Day at the school, and he decided to look at himself in the mirror and come on out to all the students. D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray during the school's second annual Gay Pride Day in front of the staff and students applauded, basically, and said that he was kind of proud of them. And, you know, I believe in all that, but was that the spot? Is that the place? And I mean, that's the question. That's what everybody's up in arms about a little bit. You know, you got your freshmen just right out of junior high school.
The kids are impressionable. You know?
But I don't think you can impress somebody, hey, decide to be gay. But, hey, you can impress people to decide to be who you are. But is this the place to do it?
Yeah, why is there a Gay Pride Day? And if so, shouldn't it just, I guess, be with the gay members? If you know of some gay members of the school, are you going to really force that on the entire school?
Well, yeah, they have special clubs for kids that are interested in that, but to put it on the whole entire school is a different situation.
How do you feel about that? 1-877-727-7746. Good morning, hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How you all doing?
Hey, Tracy, your comment, please.
I don't understand why it is the business of the school what the principal is doing. I mean, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it if it was the senior class. You know, when they're 18, they can pretty much do what they want to do, hear what they want to hear. But younger kids, I mean, what are they supposed to walk around and think?
Well, I think
explain that when you get home.
I'm wondering if they should have consulted parents. Hey, we're getting ready to do this, and you know, here's some of the things I'm thinking about doing. I'm wondering if kids, especially the freshmen and the sophomore.
Because they do that like when sex education and other things like that.
But even if it's an assembly and you said you don't have to attend, it's an assembly. You're getting out of class. You're going.
Oh, you're going. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody's going to the assembly.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. Your comment, please.
I believe if it's not furthering my child's education and it's your personal business, keep it to yourself.
Thank you.
No need for an assembly for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. That's how a lot of people feel. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Your comment, please.
Yes. I think it's just a bit over the top and unnecessary. Again, why are we pulling our children into our personal lives?
Right.
This is personal life. Keep it to yourself. Nobody wants to know.
You know, I'm a strong supporter of gay rights, and of course, everybody knows that listening to this program. I just think there's a place and a time for me to know your personal business.
Mm-hmm. Your bedroom, your home.
But why do you think, I mean, I'm wondering if any of the parents are complaining, any of the parents have said anything. I'm surprised that this was able to go.
You had the mayor there and several city officials present.
Applauding, which was, you know, and like, I applaud him coming out. But I mean, do that with friends and family.
Am I going? That's that to me because you're a principal. That's like me coming out at work. It's not really my coworkers because that's where he works.
And the other thing,
and
when you have an assembly, if you're of a different religious belief, are you forced to go to these assemblies? And maybe they're not forced to go, but I mean, you got to do something with those kids that are not attending. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I was calling in reference to the topic you guys are discussing right now.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And I think that the school was a very inappropriate place for that to happen, especially considering the fact that we feel that religion is a place that or a thing that's inappropriate for the school system. You know, kids aren't allowed to pray anymore. I don't think that's just something that should have been brought up at school because that's personal sexual orientation, and that has nothing to do with what the kids are learning in school.
The students applauded wildly. They were very, very happy. I'm suspect that a lot of the kids already knew that the principal was gay, you know, but you know, it's grandstanding a little bit. You know, I don't know. I have mixed emotions only because of my strong support of the LGBT community. But at the same time, I think there's a time and a place for things. And I don't want people that may not believe in that to have to be forced to digest it.
Because you remember not too long ago, remember the teacher that had got fired because she was an exotic dancer at night. She didn't tell anybody, but it was found out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So, and she shouldn't have been fired.
Exactly. No,
they paid her more. Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Got to turn your radio down. I got to move on. I'm sorry. You'll hear that in about 4 seconds from now that I just hung up. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Rashawn. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, Rashawn, please say something profound. Yes. Please.
I always do, man.
Have something of substance in what you're going to say so I don't have to hang up on you.
Now you're going to hang up on me anyway, no matter what I say.
Just speak.
If you say bro. Something, so, come on.
Say something. Go ahead.
All right, but listen, man. Listen.
Too late.
Bro, pump.
Too long. Good morning. Hello.
Yo, I just feel that there's a couple of things wrong with the issue. I mean, nothing wrong with them coming out because we do need to support the LGBT community. But at the same time, you can't force it on us. Like, I can't even go get a pair of jeans without them being skinny jeans now. And
it has nothing to do with
just different things. Don't force it on us.
Okay, I got you.
Some good tweets here. Kyo111 says if the teacher would have announced he was Christian, probably would have been suspended.
Whoa.
Richard J. Kaiser says if only gays show up for Gay Pride Day, should only African Americans celebrate MLK Day or Black History Month?
GM writes could have used that time for something better. The students already knew. That move was self-serving.
K-Shim Company says second annual, so no one should be surprised. It's part of a diversity and inclusion. Okay.
Like I said, I don't think that was the spot.
Not at all.
I don't need to know that about my principal.
Yep.
It's your business.